From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A tragedy in Myanmar. Myanmar's de facto national leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who is facing outrage over ethnic violence in the country, will not attend the upcoming UN General Assembly because of the Rohingya crisis. Thousands of Rohingya Muslims from villages near the border with Bangladesh are fleeing a military crackdown to the safety of the buffer zone along the border. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Wednesday the displacement of hundreds of thousands of members of Myanmar's Rohingya community can only be described as ethnic cleansing.
I call on the Myanmar authorities to suspend military action, end the violence, uphold the rule of law, and recognize the right of return of all those who had to leave the country.
Apparently, some price gouging is going on as well for those fleeing the conflict. This lady says it took 5 days going over hill after hill to reach here, but while crossing the river, some boatman took so much money, as much as they can from someone, $2,000 from some people, $3,000 from others. An estimated 370,000 minority Muslims have crossed the border. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is meeting Thursday in London with British and French officials to discuss increasing pressure on North Korea over the country's nuclear and missile programs and to take part in a session about the political situation in Libya. Now, Tillerson first met with British Prime Minister Theresa May. He did not answer reporters' questions, but he spoke a while later with staffers at the U.S. Embassy about U.S.-Britain relations.
We know that Britain is going through a challenging time right now as they negotiate the Brexit. We're watching it closely with great interest, but we have been clear that we're going to stay very close to one another economically with our trading relationships.
This is VOA News.
We were here and we were in a big house on the ocean, which we thought was going to be safe because it was three stories, and the house basically caved in. I mean, we barely made it.
That's a survivor of Hurricane Irma with his family as President Trump today travels on his way to Naples, Florida. That's on Florida's west coast, which was directly in the path of Hurricane Irma. He's already declared the state a major disaster area. Florida Governor Rick Scott.
We have a lot of requests. Disaster tarps, water, baby food supplies, supply trucks, search and rescue personnel and equipment, and incident management teams. Military watercraft and aircraft with the capability to move fuel from the mainland to the Keys at Marathon. And a military vessel like a Marine or Navy ship to sustain shuttle operations and complete ship-to-shore missions.
Officials say restoring power is their top priority. It could be as long as a month for power to be fully restored across the state. Ironically, the greatest tragedy associated with Irma may have occurred in the storm's aftermath. Officials are investigating whether a lack of electricity to run air conditioning is to blame for the deaths of 8 nursing home patients in Hollywood, Florida. The deaths were discovered when a hospital across the street from the nursing home began receiving elderly patients suffering from heat exhaustion, which led to all 115 people in the home being evacuated. President Trump says he's fairly close to a deal with congressional leaders regarding the undocumented immigrants who came to the country as children, and that any agreement must include massive border security. The comments Thursday came after he tweeted that he had not already made a deal with the House and Senate Democratic leaders on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that the administration had canceled last week. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer had said after meeting with Trump on Wednesday night that they had agreed quickly to put in place protections for those 800,000 people who registered under DACA. In the meantime, Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson says he will continue to fight in a lawsuit for those affected by the decision to end the program.
I'm not going to put up with it. The governor sure as hell is not going to put up with it. These folks aren't going to put up with it. It's not right.
U.S. human rights groups are suing the federal government over warrantless searches of phones and computers at the U.S. border. The American Civil Liberties Union and the Electronic Frontier Foundation announced Wednesday that they have filed a lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security on behalf of 10 American citizens and one U.S. permanent resident who had their smartphones and laptops searched without warrants. Several, but not all, of those named in the suit are Muslims. One of them said he was physically restrained while being questioned. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.